Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the number of people in emergency shelters is continuing to decrease. Dr. Gonsalves said to date, only 19 shelters remain active.
Well, we didn't meet on Monday, NEMO Management Council, but I've received reports. An important report will be how many shelters there are now. There are now 19 shelters with 393 persons. Last week were 514 persons in 24 shelters, I think. Now they're down 19. I didn't get the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Social Development, but I try and get her this morning when I'm finished to see how many persons have from those shelters actually gone back to their own homes, or we have provided rental for them, because, you know, between ourselves and the Red Cross, we can provide rental for up to 200 homes. 200 families, really, 200 households. And we should be able to thin out significantly the numbers there.
The Prime Minister said accommodation is also being put in place for the sick and the elderly, especially those who were abandoned at shelters by their families.
In relation to the elderly folk, particularly those with who are not well and who have dementia and whose families have abandoned them, we are working steadfastly on the old Simpson House at Orange Hill, which I reported on before. That work is ongoing.
The Prime Minister also provided an update on the construction and repair progress for homes that were damaged by the explosion of La Soufriere volcano.
The housing repair program has started, level 1, 2, and 3, and the 27 houses which are being built at Orange Hill, they're in progress. But it's important we have persons either in their homes or certainly in rental accommodation. Some, of course, are still with friends and family to the extent that that is permissible or that is workable still. And therefore, we have the time to do all the repairs of the houses.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.